You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavor swirling together with cold brew, topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles, and that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Chairs Now Waiting, episode number 346, Mayberry Days 2015, Special Reports. Two Chairs Now Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by Weavers and check out some of the great Mayberry items they have. Some brand new things they just got in is Floyd's Barbershop sweatshirt. That's right, it goes with the t-shirt. So now, people have always been talking about the weather.
Weavers is doing something about it.
Yeah. So you can head over to get Floyd's Barbershop's sweatshirt. You can also get the brand new Ringer t-shirt that they also have. Check that out. And you can check out some of Mike Johnson's Mayberry postmarks. Great stuff. WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Hello, everybody. I am Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting. And I just got back from Mayberry Days. That's right. Mayberry Days, yay! So this is going to be a short episode. We're not going to be going through everything about Mayberry Days. We'll try to do that next week. But I did want to tell you, we have a special report from our intrepid fellow podcaster, Kevin Burke. Now, Kevin Burke does a podcast called Burke on Mayberry. Now, hopefully you guys have checked that out. If you go to the Two Chairs No Waiting website, and look at the top, up at the top in the very middle, really, it says Burke on Mayberry. Then it also says Mayberry Bible Study and Two Chairs No Waiting. So if you go to Burke on Mayberry, you'll be able to hear a report from Kevin that he filed before he went to Mayberry Days. It was episode number 126 of his podcast, talking about Mayberry Days coming up. Well, while Kevin was at Mayberry Days, he actually got to stay in Andy Griffith's boyhood home. That's right. That place is a bed and breakfast. I think it's a breakfast, but it's a bed and breakfast type place. So you can rent Andy Griffith's boyhood home, his old home place, I believe is what it's called. And you can stay there anytime. Anytime you can get reservations, I should say. I don't believe it's any time because I believe what Kevin will tell during his report that it was during 2009 that he made reservations to stay in 2015 at the Mayberry Days event in Andy's home. So, you know, 6 years, I believe. He'll tell that during his report. Now, this is a different episode. This is different than normal. It's going to be shorter because I'm having some problems with technical issues. And so we're going to do a little bit shorter episode, and I really encourage you that this is really a video episode. So you need to head over to the show notes for episode number 346. So if you're one of the folks that just listen, I would recommend going to the website, twochairsnowaiting.com. Go to episode number 346, scroll down and play the YouTube video because you're going to want to watch this. Because what Kevin did was walk through Andy's home and video and describe what he was showing. So you'll be able to hear the description here on the audio version, but you're definitely going to want to see the video so that you can actually see what he's telling you about. Because this is pretty nice. He walks through because he and his wife were able to stay there at Andy's house. And it's a really good walkthrough of Andy's home. So I want to thank Kevin because he came up to me at Colonel Tim's and said, "Hey, I shot video. Would you like to use it?" I said, "Well, would you not want to use it on your podcast?" He said, "Well, I don't do video." So I said, "Yes, I would love to." So he just sent it to me today, actually. I've only seen it once myself. And I know you're going to enjoy this because I certainly did. So I want to thank Kevin again. Remember, it's Burke on Mayberry. And you can get to it by going to burkeonmayberry.com, or you can just head over to the twochairsnowaiting.com website, and the link is right at the top of the page for Burke on Mayberry. So let's go ahead and see this, and then we'll try to talk a little bit about it after we get back, okay? So again, I recommend you actually watch this video. I don't do that very often, but this is a case that, I really do recommend it. So Let's go with the video.
I'm standing just inside the front door of the Andy Griffith Show Childhood Home, giving you a long view of what is like a dining room and family room or TV room. As you come in the front door on the left, you'll see what says, I don't want to get too close because you probably won't be able to read it, but it's Andy Samuel Griffith, Mountain Area High School class of 43-44. Then there's a couple of pictures of Don Knotts and I believe a couple that got engaged on the front porch here. As you come in, there's a table, and they ask people to write something on a register. You know, tell them about your stay. There's yours truly. Business license here. Again, I'm not going to try to get too close to these. There's a business deed of the home. And there's commencement exercises for Andy Griffith's high school class in 1944. Now, this is interesting. Again, I don't think we're going to be able to see it. But this is Andy Griffith's birth certificate, or actually a copy of it. And then below that is an article about Griffith's parents leaving Mount Airy. So again, I'll turn around now, and you can see the dining room table and the front window. You see the squad car out there. It's because its tours come by every few seconds. And look at the house. We've been home just a little bit this afternoon, had numerous people coming by. And here's a little stand with all Andy Griffith type pictures. And I'm just going to give you another view of the house. Again, the other corner of the dining room. And again, we have just a small wall, and then you have the TV or family room. The furniture is all old furniture. It's lower to the ground than what most of us are used to. And of course, it's pretty cool to be in Andy Griffith's childhood home and watching an episode of the Andy Griffith Show. This one's The Darlings Are Coming. Again, the house is decorated with all kinds of photos with the Andy Griffith Show, or drawings. You can see there are other things as well. The style of the couches, the chairs. I don't think they had a push-button telephone back then, but depends on what year they left. All right, I'm leaving TV and family room. There's a little corner area where there's some books and games, Andy Griffith Show games and chess, and even the Andy Griffith puzzle. And this is what we call the master bedroom. Again, above the window, there's some hats on top of the window treatment. Old furniture, again, you see me taping my Mayberry shirt. Again, more hats, top of the window. More furniture, closet. And what we're seeing here, I'm looking into the kitchen. On the right is the bathroom. It's a very small house. In the bathroom, very small, tiny bathroom. One of my favorite photos in the house is a picture of Andy Griffith with his statue of he and Opie outside the Andy Griffith Playhouse. Favorite picture of a lot of people coming out of the bathroom. Kitchen is yellow and white. I don't know if the camera can do it justice, but in a lot of cabinets, pots and pans hanging on the wall. Try to give you just a full view. And you know, the plugs in the house are old. They're all two prongs, so if you have a three prong, you have to have an adapter. But you know, really a lot of cabinet space when you look at it. Then just off the kitchen, we see it's like a little hallway with a small wall, and then some window, not windows, but some screens you can move or keep closed if you like. And then there's a small room with a rollaway bed. And then you see just a couple of storage areas, and they have some fake plastic guns laying in here, a couple of shelves, but I guess one person might be able to sleep in here. A picture of Andy, Norman Rockwell. Then we're going into the final room of the home, where there's another bed. You can sleep two more. But again, you see the bed basically takes up the whole room. So it's not a very large place, but certainly for our visit, it's highly adequate. This is year 2015, and we actually booked reservations. This is an article, by the way, that was in the New York Times about Mayberry Days. Occurred several years ago. We actually booked this visit back in 2006, if you can believe that. It took that long to get into the Andy Griffith Show, Andy Griffith's childhood home. So again, we're pleased to be here. I'm stepping out now to the backyard. There's a small little deck out here. Yeah, I'm standing on it. I'm standing on the deck. The backyard is very large. Fenced in. Nice picnic table. I'm gonna go down the steps. Again, I'm not gonna walk all the way to the backyard, but you can see the back of the house here. I'm gonna walk quickly around to the front, but you can see the side of the house. So they've got yellow siding on the outside of the house. And you're gonna hear car noises, and that's because it's been nonstop cars. And this is the driveway. And you can see the Burkemobile at the end of the driveway, and you see cars behind it because people are stopping and taking pictures or just looking because this is Andy Griffith's childhood home. Again, I'm going around to the side. The house. They have a flag, Mayberry flag here. And as we come around to the front, you can see a sign. It says Andy Griffith's home place, 1935 to 1966. In the front, you know, probably the only disappointing thing about the house is there's really no front porch, and you would expect Andy Griffith to live in the house with the front porch. So again, it's on 711 Haymore Street in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I hope you enjoyed the quick, brief tour.
Well, there we go. That was from Kevin Burke and Burke on Mayberry. Thank you, Kevin, for doing that. Wow. I've never actually got to go to that house. I have seen it from the outside. I've never been inside before. So that was really special for me to actually get to see what Kevin was showing us there because I have never seen that. Andy's real home. Now you should know that a few years ago when Andy was there for the, presentation of the, statue that they put in, that Andy actually stayed there at his home, when he was, his boyhood home, he stayed there for the evening. Now it was a kind of a secret at the time that he was there, but that was where he stayed. And so Kevin got to say that. Now I'd said earlier that I thought it was 2009 when he made reservations. He said 2006. So from 2006 till 2015 is how long it took him to get reservations to actually stay there during Mayberry days. Now I believe other times of the year, it's much easier to be able to stay there at the house. So if you'd like to go there sometime and stay at Andy's home, I think that would be kind of fun. I've never done it, but I think it would be fun. Now, the one thing he did mention as a New York Times article. Now, this was exciting to me because if you actually look at the New York Times article, it's from a long time back. Let's see if I can zoom in on this. I may not be able to. There was that New York Times article in the bottom left-hand side of the page of the front page of the New York Times. It's on the bottom part of it. But in that article, there's Floyd and Barney and Ernest T. So that's me and David Browning and Phil Lee that are in that article. So I'm actually hanging in Andy's boyhood home. Yay. I didn't know that. When I saw this video, I was like, that's me. I'm in there. All right. So anyway, it was exciting for me to see that. And I thank Kevin. Thank you so much for taking the time to video that and to share it with us all. And I hope people head over and see, listen to Kevin's podcast. And even if you don't, you can email him at burke@imayberry.com and just tell him thank you for taking the time to video this and give it to us so that we could share it with you. So, folks, I will come back next week and give you a rundown of all the things that happened at Mayberry Days, trying to have you some photos and things like that you can hear. But I would love to hear from you, actually, about your experience at Mayberry Days, because your experience and mine are completely different, because I'm always, I'm dressed up like Floyd the Barber. Well, and If you're dressing up like Floyd the Barber, you have a different experience than the people who are normal. I did get to meet or got my picture made with Barbara Eden. That was nice. And Clint Howard, super nice guy. They were both first-time visitors to Mayberry Days. I had met Mr. Howard, Clint. I'd met him back in Kannapolis back in the 2000s. I don't remember. Maybe about 9 years ago. Probably about when Kevin made his reservation. I don't remember. It was a while back. But it may have been longer than that. But we met him there in Kannapolis, North Carolina. And he was super nice then, just as nice this time. Very, very great to meet him. I'm sure we'll be having a lot of reports about this stuff coming up in the weeks ahead. I would love to hear from you. You can email me at floyd@imaybear.com. But I would like to hear voice responses. So you can go to twochairsnowaiting.com right there on the front of the page and click the send voicemail button. And you got a minute and a half to tell me your story. Or you can call in again and do it again. That's the best way to send it to me because it's the clearest. So if you have a microphone anywhere near your computer, like a webcam or any like thing like that, you can talk. You can just click right there and start talking and you got a minute and a half, 90 seconds to send me something. You can also call me at 888-684-8415 and leave a message that way if you'd rather. Or, you know, you can just leave a message somewhere on the website. Any way you'd like to get in touch with me, I'd love to hear from you. And I'd really love to hear from those of you who were in Mount Airy for Mayberry Days. I think everybody would. So let us hear your stories. You guys, the fans, are what makes Mayberry Days so special. So I'd love to hear your stories. You guys will be able to hear some of my stories coming up next week. So come back and head over and watch the video if you didn't watch if you're just listening to the audio of this podcast, because you're going to love the video seeing Kevin tour us around Andy's home place. So until next time, everybody, we'll see you right here on Two Chairs No Waiting.